You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Well, it is a great pleasure to have with us for this segment Dr. James Mitchell. He is a man who has distinguished himself in his service to our country in uniform and in a post-military career, helping the Central Intelligence Agency try to extract information from jihadists who seek our destruction in a way that is both legal and absolutely necessary. He described his experiences in the latter regard in a terrific book entitled Enhanced Interrogation: Inside the Minds and Motives of Islamic Terrorists Trying to Destroy America. I happened to catch Jim Mitchell in a terrific interview he did on the Hard Talk program of the BBC recently, and it called to mind my hope that we could bring him back and talk with him a little bit further about what we're up against at the moment and what kinds of techniques we need to try to prevail in this war for the free world. Jim Mitchell, thank you so much for joining us. It's very good to talk with you, sir.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me back.
You have been as clear about the nature of the enemy, I think, as just about anyone. Certainly anyone who has been in the midst of trying to defeat them for the past 15 years or so, 16, 17 years, I guess, almost now. Jim, talk a little bit about the character of the enemy we're facing and what is animating them.
Well, it really is. They're Salafists. First off, they're Islamists. An Islamist is a person who wants to impose Sharia law on the whole world. And they subscribe to a form of Islam called Salafism. Salaf is an Arabic word that means pious ancestors. And so what they try to do is live as close as possible to the tenets in the Quran and in the Hadiths in terms of the perfect words and deeds of their prophet Muhammad. So I personally reject this idea that these attacks that are occurring by these Islamists have nothing to do with Islam. And the minds of the people who are doing the attacks, it has everything to do with Islam. A specifically brilliant and difficult to defeat version of Islam that pops up every few hundred years and has to be beat back. And if we don't do something to stop that from happening, there's going to be more and more attacks.
Our guest is Dr. James Mitchell. He was an interrogator of, among others, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in the early days after 9/11. Once he was in American hands, it fell to Jim and his colleagues to try to extract from him information that was believed necessary and actually was to protecting American lives. Jim, in the course of your conversations, which again are very, very elegantly recounted in your book, Enhanced Interrogation: Inside the Minds and Motives of Islamic Terrorists Trying to Destroy America, it was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, among others, who made very clear their conviction that they were doing what they were doing in the furtherance of, but also as commanded by, Sharia. Is that right?
Well, that's absolutely the case. They've been given a holy mandate. They actually risk the fires of hell if they do not do everything that they can to spread the prophet's word and the influence of Sharia law in the whole world. And so in their minds, it's both the right thing to do and it's the necessary thing to do. And they're willing to do it by any means possible. These Salafists, you know, there are Salafists in the United States who think that they can do it via the voting booth. And remember, one of the things that KSM said was that we're going to outbreed you and we're going to defeat you through immigration. And so there are those in the United States who think that eventually there's going to be so many with their Salafist point of view that they're going to be able to take first the whole communities where they take over the city councils and that sort of stuff, and then the mayors and then the governors. And they expect to establish that through the voting booth.
This is a project of, by the way, the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States, which has actually stood up what amounts to, I think, in their mind, an incipient political party they call the U.S. Council of Muslim Organizations. And let me just ask you quickly, Jim, I know there's so many other things to drill down on here, but just one quick question. In the course of both your interactions, which were extensive with KSM and other jihadists you interrogated, once they cooperated, you had days and days and days of conversations with these guys, as I understand it. Would you speak to the question of whether or not they were simply hijacking the great religion of peace, or whether this Salafist tradition, and specifically Sharia, that it believes its duty to impose on everyone, Muslim and non-Muslim alike, is actually the authoritative practice of the faith?
In their minds, it is the closest thing to what the prophet described in their version, provided in the Quran and in the words and deeds of his perfect in their mind life. So they actually try to stay as close as they can to the original and literal interpretation of the book. This notion that it's some kind of revision or some kind of hijacking of the religion is, in my view, completely untrue. You know, because from their point of view, everything that you can do is mandated either in the Quran or through the prophet's words and deeds.
And that means violent jihad, if possible. But as you said, KSM made very clear to you, it involves also hijra, sort of colonization, expanding the universe of Muslim nations by simply outpopulating their native populations, and also this subversion that you've sort of alluded to, Jim, here in the United States, among other places. As we speak, the President of the United States is meeting with President el-Sisi of Egypt, a man who is confronting the Muslim Brotherhood there and the Salafist movement that they're trying to impose once again on Egypt. Do you, in your judgment, believe that the president should do as el-Sisi and others have done, which is to designate the Brotherhood as a terrorist organization?
I believe if the leaders of Egypt, who are right there up to their armpits in these guys, think they're a terrorist organization, we ought to be thinking the same thing. So in my mind, it would be beneficial for him to do that, for the president to declare them a terrorist organization. Because one of the things that they do is they function as an advanced force. What they do is move forward. They get this ideology somehow embedded in the community, and that's part of what leads them and gives them the opportunity to breed these radicalized jihadists who are doing these so-called lone wolf kinds of attacks.
Yeah. And from your study of this, Jim Mitchell, I take it that you understand that part of that advanced effort is building infrastructure as well that supports promoting non-assimilation, otherwise dominating the Muslim community, and perhaps recruiting and sending forth the violent jihadists as well. Is that right?
Well, I don't know for sure what the Muslim Brotherhood is doing in that regard, but it's easy for me to imagine that if you wanted to have an organization that established safe houses and you wanted to have an organization that made it relatively easy to make contributions to funds that one way or another get siphoned off into the jihad, having an advanced force like the Muslim Brotherhood or one of their surrogates here in the United States would be the way to do it.
Yeah. Jim, we have to leave it at that for the moment, but there's so much more to talk about. Again, I'm deeply grateful to you for the clarity that you bring to these issues. I commend to everyone your book, Enhanced Interrogation: Inside the Minds and Motives of Islamic Terrorists Trying to Destroy America. I know you'll keep it up, and I hope you'll do it here soon again. Thanks so much for joining us. Next up, we'll talk with Gordon Chang about President Xi's visit later this week. Straight ahead.